Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
I was talking with Spice Adams last week. They just think he's the funny guy from the internet.
What'd you say, Nacho?
He's the meme guy from the internet.
Just got faded. Ah-ha-ha. Me and my son.
There's so many people who don't understand that for a decade, that guy played nose tackle in the NFL.
Bettis can't get out of the backfield. The Niners doing a good job in the middle, and that time it's Anthony Adams, a rookie from Penn State, chosen in the second round by the 49ers.
You know, we were talking to Jim Mora the other day about, you know, what's the key to the run defense. He said, it's this guy. It all starts right here with the nose tackle. And you see Adams, you see him get that penetration there. You get the back stop before he gets started.
Let's see the Bear defense right here.
Anthony Adams, Penn State.
Snap to Rodgers, back pedal to the pocket. Goes to throw. Ball slips out into his hand. Oh! Ball slips out again. And this time it's taken away. Anthony Adams. And the Bears take it away.
Anthony Adams, number 95, the big defensive tackle, goes airborne and knocks the pass away.
Takes the handoff to Darby and Bowler. Anthony Adams came up big. Big switch, gets back up. Down he goes. And he also lost the football.
Nice job by Anthony Adams.
That ball just slips out of the hand of Eli Manning. They're calling it a fumble, and Chicago takes over. Anthony Adams on the recovery for Chicago.
Stafford's in the gun, looking at first and 10 of the 18-yard line. Play fake, pressure coming. They missed him, and now they got him, and down he goes. Anthony Adams getting this sack.
You want some of the potato salad, though?
Not now, Spice.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Lower.
Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons on the Score.
Welcome to Ace Rodney. They talk for the Silver Stars.
Spice Adams is one of my favorite people. Forget about analysts or Bears players. He's just a wonderful person. You can check him out on Marquee. You can check him out on Fox 32 on Inside the Bears. He and Charles Tillman were on there on Marquee this week taking their shirts off like Ben Johnson. And now he joins us here on the Score on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. What's up, Spice?
Dude, man. I'm feeling good, man. That was cool to hear, dude. Like, to hear my name being called like that, it's been a long time, man. I forgot how many plays I made, dude.
Well, we haven't forgotten, and you know, I always tell you this. Like, when I've interacted with Spice, like, out
in the... You'd be like, turn it on.
Yeah.
Turn it
on. You know, like, I try to tell people, like, this is... He wasn't just out here dancing. He was out here dealing with 300-pound guards every week and doing it for a decade. Like, that's a hard way to make a living. How are you
having fun though, man?
I know. How are you feeling about this season?
Oh man, I feel great, man. This is what Chicago needed right here, man. I just hope that we can get that monkey off our back, man, and beat Green Bay, dude, and then, you know, everybody could shut up, man, cuz Caleb is good. He's good. We got a run game now, man. He got help. We got an offensive line. Dude, he got two tight ends he could dump it to. Man, like, I feel great to answer your question, though.
Isn't life much better when they're good like this and you're covering them or being around? Like, psychologically and emotionally, it's just easier in this city, isn't it?
Yes, man. We're going to have a great Christmas. A great Christmas, dude. And Sunday, we beat That green team up north? Oh, Christmas would be even greater then, man. Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, it's still – there's still a measuring stick element to this. We were talking about it in the first hour. Like, yes, you need to beat them for the division and for the standings and for all of that, but there's still, like – I mean, as good as that Eagles win felt, it's still like, okay, but yeah, but can you do it up there against that freaking team? Isn't there? Like, I don't know if they're good enough yet. I got to admit, I bet them. I want them to win. I'm going to predict that they'll win, but I don't know, Spice.
I get it, man. I get the uneasiness, man, because we got a history of, you know, the highs and the lows. And so, but I think if we could kind of find a way to do the same thing that we did going into Philly in that hostile environment against the Super Bowl champs and find a way to get that run game going again and to take the pressure off of Caleb. But even though he's doing well with the pressure anyways. So I think you're right. He does have to have one of those games where he goes crazy passing the ball everywhere, even though Michael Parsons is going to be rushing him or whatever. Like, somebody just got to step up. That's just where we are now in that season. Like, we're in December now. You got to basically play playoff ball. So everybody got to play lights out. So let's start it out. I mean, you got to do this without Rome Odunze now that y'all reporting. So, hey, let's get it done, man.
So, Spice, what was it like for you as a player playing in the Bears-Packers rivalry? Like, what were those weeks like leading into games?
Man, you could understand how big this game was as soon as you got here. I mean, like, as soon as you get off the plane, like, Lovey is letting it be known. We don't like Green Bay. We got to beat Green Bay. He let it be known. We got to beat Green Bay, win the NFC North, win the Super Bowl. That was it. And he let it be known. And then especially game week. I mean, they're playing games that, you know, are black and white. And just to show you the rivalry, like just when it started, just how important this game is, just the fans talking and just all the interviews. I mean, we're going year after year after year. And with Lovey, we used to always watch these highlight tapes like the day before games. And whenever it was Green Bay week, we knew that this video was going to be like 3 minutes. Like, we knew this video was going to be long, man, because he liked to show the tradition. So, you know, my first year being here, like, I understood it. And I was like, all right, man, you know, I had to absorb everything that everybody was talking about, man. And I started to feel like, yeah, man, you know what? I'm with them, man. So you could understand that as the day one.
That's really cool that Lovey did that, because we learned this week George McCaskey went and talked to the rookies, and I guess he does this most years because George really hates the Packers, and he wants to make sure that it's understood. So Lovey got you in the mood. Do you remember when you think about playing against them, what game or what moment do you remember from a game against the Packers where you felt sort of the realness of it or the intensity of it? From those games themselves, Anthony?
The thing I remember the most is the game where we let them in. It was the game where we let them into the playoffs.
Oh, boy.
And this was the game where everybody was, you know, in the media talking about Lovey, about resting the starters and everything like that. But we end up playing anyway. This was the game where we let them in, and then they end up winning a Super Bowl. So I remember that game like it was yesterday. I remember all of my hand placements, like everything, man. I wanted to be perfect for this game, man. Like, and I just remember just falling short, man. And I think I missed like an interception or something that game. And it just seemed like the weird stuff was happening, man. And you could just feel it. Like, man, I think it's slipping away from me. It was one of those games where we lost like 12-7, some weird, like low scoring game, but I remember that when we let them in.
Yeah, that was the last week of that season,
2010,
and the Bears and you guys were locked and loaded for the playoffs. And the conversation was, should the Bears just rest their starters and not play them, or should they try to beat the Packers and keep them out? And he played them, right? He played Jay and played everybody. And I think a lot of us thought you guys were going to blow them out. We're going to put up enough points. And it didn't quite happen. And then they get it and they win the damn Super Bowl. See, that's exactly it. That's freaking
let
guys.
In.
Those freaking
we
guys.
Let them in. But you made me go back down that road. I didn't want to go down that road
That's
anymore,
me.
Man.
Yeah, no, guilty.
You're opening up old wounds.
I know. I'm seeking out pain this week, Spice. I don't know why. Well, because they're 51-15 since 1992 against the Bears. 50.
So, but look at this.
What?
I looked at myself in the mirror in the NFC Championship, and I was like, you're one game away from the Super Bowl. Don't be that guy to always say I was one game away from the Super Bowl. And him, 670 to score, talking about I was one game away. So thanks, Speeds, for bringing it up again.
I got you, Spice.
He loves to put people in the emotional corner, Spice, there's no doubt. And then add insult, of course, Spice gets here after the Bears went to the Super Bowl. Right. He's here the following season.
Look at him.
Right, I'm like, we going back. 7-9. We just went to the Super Bowl last year. We got Devin Hester. 7-9.
Spice, considering the position you play, I'd love to get your opinion on the Bears run game. Like, watching them last week against the Eagles turn Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter sideways was a thing. So as a defensive tackle, what would be the things you would be worried about with the Bears run game?
Ooh, boy, man, I love it. I love it, man. I love teams like that establish the run game. So if I'm them, I'm going over everything in my hand placement, how my feet are, if I'm in a great position, if I'm in a tilt this week, if I want to line up wider, if I'm a three technique, do I want to line up wider to the tackle, or do I want to line up tight? Do I want to crowd the ball, or do I want to give myself some space to get my feet up under me? And if I'm playing against the Bears, I'm probably backing up off the ball, especially doing rundown, so I can get my feet up under me. Especially you playing at Lambeau and the grass in December up there is probably going to be, I don't know, 10 degrees or something like that. So make sure you get some good pair of cleats and all that type of stuff. But these are all little things, little intricate things that you worry about as defensive tackle.
Well, since they've been so good at doing misdirection and you don't know if they've been good at running ISO and duo. They've been good at running wide zone. Like, and they've been good at flipping formations. Like, they seem like they're quite the problem for a defense to figure out with the way that their run game has evolved.
Yeah, I love it because now you have to practice that. And if you give me 17 different looks, we have to go over 17 different things and practice, even though we may not even be running any of those 17 things. That's the beauty of having Ben Johnson there as a coach. This man can throw 75 different things at you, but only use two or three, but just have different variations of them. So it's, man, this game could get intricate, man. But it's very fun, dude. And you know, that defensive line play, I love it. And I watch the game just different, you know, cause I'm in the trenches. Like, look at my fingers, dude. I watch them trenches, dog. If your fingers don't look like that, you ain't putting in no work, son. You gotta get down there in them trenches, baby.
So if I wanted to pretend that I was an NFL lineman, I should just mess up my fingers.
I didn't notice.
Yeah, I played center in flag football in college.
Oh, okay. I and Scott don't lie. We always find a camera somewhere, Speed. So be careful what you're talking about.
So, but if I just mess up my fingers and hold them up like they're all gnarly and stuff, then maybe I could sell it, right?
You might be able to fool somebody who's not familiar with Chicago sports.
That's right.
Spice, he got in a stand. In front of Olin.
Yeah. Well, gotta try and measure.
Why?
Up.
Why would you do that?
Because I want to learn from you guys.
With pads on or not? Like, why would you even try that?
No pads. But like, we got with you. You have done it, and you have the realness. And I was thinking of you as when we found out we're going to talk to you, because Dave Wannstedt yesterday was talking about how he would, as a defensive coordinator, tell a defensive line to go against the Bears' run game right? And he said he would tell his defensive line to just try and go upfield and disrupt the offensive lineman from moving, regardless of whether it gets you closer to making a tackle. Anthony Adams is a D lineman. He doesn't even care about that. He just wants you to initiate contact and disrupt them and get upfield. And as I heard that, I was like, that does not sound fun. You know, it just sounds miserable, but that's your job sometimes, a D lineman, isn't it? Just to disrupt, just to muck things up like that.
Yeah. As you're saying that, when you say the word miserable, I'm saying beautiful. Like, yeah, like, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. Like, every play, as hard as it is. Like, I saw that the Bears had the time of possession was close to 40 minutes. And so I think they ran like 80 plays. So for me, that's 80 chances to get upfield. Like, that's how crazy I'm thinking. Like, I got to sprint every play. But I have to, like, also be smart and understand that I can't play hero ball. Sometimes I'm going to get tired. And then that's when you got to say, hey, Henry Melton, which Henry Melton doesn't do a good job when he comes in. Like, you're supposed to say it, sub. So then I could, like, run. But Henry Melton gets all the way in the huddle. They break the huddle. You see the offense coming out. You're like, okay, hold on. It's 12 of us out here. Oh, I got you. Dude, they're about to run the play, dog. I got to run a 4-5 just to get off the field so they won't throw a flag on us, dog.
That's
like,
not
communicate that type of stuff.
That's not a rest. So you want a rest, all of a sudden you're sprinting off the field. That's not getting rest at all, is it?
Spice, I laugh every time.
That's the type of stuff we be dealing with, man.
Every time I see the to hear more. Every time that video comes up, so Tahir's a comedian. He's funny as hell, and Spice is a character, Coach Dundun, right? Like, and people forget, like, they think Spice. I have it up over here. People forget that Spice did this for a living. So Tahir was like, oh, let me see some of that NFL stuff. And Tahir's a big guy, and he held the pad.
He found out
in half a second. He found out and got pushed back 7 yards. Like, and the thing is that because I know Spice, like, I saw the switch happen where it's like, ha-ha and key-key, and then as soon as he got in his stance, here's the real Spice Adams. Come get some of this. And then Tahir got knocked into oblivion.
Yeah, man. That's what you got to do at defensive tackle, man. They wanted to see. I had to show them, man. And that's just, I didn't even warm up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't sweating or nothing like that, man. Like, I didn't even warm up, man. I dug my cleats in a little bit. Just gave them a little taste. But I knew we were only, I didn't tell them we were going to do it. That was the thing. I never went over everything where, oh, yeah, I'm going to come off the ball. I'm going to do a rip and that. I said, no, man. I said, just keep the cameras rolling. That's all I said. And that was a real reaction right there. Like, we didn't do that over. That was just that one-time deal.
I'm sure Tahir didn't want to do it again.
You know, we had a great conversation.
You're pretty tough, man. He's from East St. Louis, man. He's pretty tough.
We had a great conversation with Matt Forte yesterday, and a lot of his new book that he wrote is about, like, life after football and reinvention. And, you know, just the ability to, like, figure out new things for yourself and new pathways for yourself. Yeah. And I don't know if there's a single former Chicago Bear who in this town or in my recollection who has done it the way that you have. You know, like, I hope you're happy. I hope you're making as much content as you want. I hope things are going well in that regard, because you're a damn talented and funny man who has reinvented himself post-football. Like nobody we've ever seen, Lawrence. Like, very, very few we've ever seen, that's for sure.
Man, I appreciate that, man. Y'all giving me my flowers today, man. Thank y'all, man.
Yeah.
You need them.
Take them.
Speaking of your flowers,
take them.
What about your favorite player of all time? How'd your son's season end up?
Oh, man, they end up losing the first round in Lincoln Way East. But he had a good season, man. I think he ended third all-time sacks at Stevenson. So, yeah, man, he had a good 4 years, man. So I'm proud of him, man. Happy for him.
Has he figured out what he wants to do next?
No, man, we trying to get some schools out here, man, just trying to get his film out there, man. It's a crazy process. it's just different now, man, because now you got JUCO, you got the NIL, you got transfer portal. So, you know, the high schoolers, they get kind of overlooked a lot of times, man. So, you know, we're just grinding right now, getting ready for track season. He throws a shot put and discus. So getting them ready for that, getting his explosion down and all that, and, you know, just working out and running and all that good stuff. All the stuff, you know, the dad coaches do out there with their sons, man. You see, I'm down like 160 trying to keep up with him, man.
Man,
you know, I'm down the whole person.
So it's last I checked, it was 140. You've lost 160 pounds?
170.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Good Lord.
Just boxing and just trying to eat right, man, and just trying to keep up with my son, dude. Like, it's crazy. And I got four kids. I got three girls who are into AAU volleyball, water polo, swimming, and track and field, dude. So I'm like, and I'm hands-on. So I ain't missing no games.
That's tremendous. And you're gonna live longer, yeah, and see their whole lives. So good for you,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, sure. I ain't going nowhere.
Spice, man, we appreciate you. Thanks so much for jumping on the show. And hopefully we'll have a lot more opportunities to be talking about the Bears being good.
Yeah, man. I love that, man. Thank you, bro. I appreciate it, man. Y'all know where to find me at, dog. You see, it ain't take much to get me on the show, baby.
We're going to have you back. We can get you and Charles back on the show. We'll do something like that. Get y'all on together.
Oh, man. You know I always clown with this guy. You see, we had our shirts off, man. Like, it's crazy, man, to do all this crazy stuff with your friends. Y'all know how it is.
Yeah, man. It's a very special thing to get to do. That's for sure. For sure. We're afraid of having Charles on, though, because he doesn't like when we take breaks.
He hates it.
He takes over the show. He, like, holds us long time. He sets up audio that we don't have.
That sounds about right.
Spice, there was one time.
Leave him idle, man. Can't leave him idle, dude.
There was one time when he was on the show, I let him go from the show. He called back, like, the next segment as somebody else, as Royce from Inglewood. He called back to the show.
Sounds about right, man.
Yes. Guys, yep. Royce. Thanks,
He's
Spice.
So annoying, man. He's such an annoying friend, dude. God.
Don't let him scare you, because he loves to scare people.
He probably listening to this, man. He's so annoying, dude.
He's the best, and so are you, man. Have a great weekend, and hopefully it's a weekend where the Bears beat the Packers.
Yes, thanks for saying that, man. I appreciate that. I accept that. Thank you. Yes.
Be good, man.
Thanks, Anthony.
You too, man.
It's Spice Adams. He's a delight. It's weird because if you think about the difference in Spice's post playing career and Thomas Jones's. If you look up Thomas Jones right now on Wikipedia, it says Thomas Jones is an American actor. The dude ran for 12,000 yards in the league.
Did he 12?
I think it was 12. Maybe it's 10 and a half.
Well, I know he had a long ass career. Had good Jets years. Some really good Jets years. That's crazy. It's a Bears-Packers week. We are loaded. We got Olin Krutz at the top of the hour. We have some music. We have some original music to play for Olin because he asked for it last week. He said, how about a song? We need a song for that. And so we have a song for Olin. That comes up at the top of the hour. When we come back, Chris Emma is with us.
Some people like Chris Emma. Our
intrepid Bears reporter. We're one of them. He's got a one-on-one with a player and a one-on-one with a coach. And his one-on-one with a coach, by the way.
A coach we have not heard from.
Not once all year. So I'm really looking forward to that. It's a very relevant coach. Chris Emmon next with us, Spiegel & Holmes on 670 The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid.
If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Score.
The Bears.
We'll go next to Chris Emma from 670 The Score. Go ahead, Chris.
Chris Emma.
I will fight Chris Emma. Name the time, name the place. I'll be there, Chris Emma.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
Covering the Bears quite a bit, as he always does, and we're always happy to have him aboard. Chris Emma.
Yeah, we got you, Chris. Chris, you look like you're working that technology about like I did.
Lead Bears writer for 670thescore.com.
At the same point in time, they've got major depth concerns, so, I mean, I feel like I got the crowd noise here with these cicadas going. Tuned out here outside of Hallis Hall.
Chris Emma with Spiegel and Holmes.
I like it.
On 670 The Score.
Some people like Chris Emma, and we are those people. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Emma, Roma Dunze is out. What do we know about that?
Boys, happy Friday. Yes, what we know is Roma Dunze has been ruled out with a foot injury, did not practice this week. The details here are still unclear. We know he did not have an injury that occurred during the game. There is no injury status given. He dealt with an ankle injury a few weeks back as well, so perhaps it's related. The team did practice on Tuesday. There was not an injury report issued. However, Roma Dunze was not practicing on Tuesday either. So it's unclear how this happened. This is wear and tear, perhaps. I don't know. At this point, it's unclear to all of us, but Roma Dunze will not be out there Sunday at Lambeau Field.
All right. Linebackers, we know that TJ Edwards and Noah Sewell are both cleared to return. I have no designation. I'll be fascinated to see how Dennis Allen puts this together. Maybe it's TJ Edwards and DeMarco Jackson as your two starting linebackers. That's my initial guess, but we will see. Chris Emma, you had a really good idea to talk to a player, and it's Jaquan Brisker. Why did you want to talk to him?
Well, this is a guy, number one, who's been through a number of these Bears-Packers games, and he's somebody who feeds off the emotion of any football game, but especially one like this, and we see the style with which he plays. He also happens to be very good friends with the Packers star, Micah Parsons, with whom he played three seasons at Penn State and still keeps in touch with. You might have heard Micah Parsons had some comments about apparent disrespect he feels, so I talked about that and more with Brisker, starting with the obvious of where's the collective confidence as you head to Lambeau Field. Here's Jaquan.
I mean, of course, we got a lot of confidence. We were on a 5-game winning streak, and we're just continuing to get better. Our chemistry continues to grow. You know, we're focused up a lot more and things like that. So, our confidence is high right now.
Because obviously, had a lot of success with the guys stepping into this defense, playing next man up to get a guy like TJ back. You got Jalen back a couple days ago. What's that like to get those reinforcements back?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing, especially getting players who make plays and things like that, who know the defense. Who we've been playing with for, you know, 3-4 years now. So it's completely different because we know what they've been thinking. We know what they're thinking of. The comfortability of the defense and, you know, between everybody is actually amazing. But to be honest, you know, I feel like guys, you know, stepped up tremendously. And, you know, adding those guys just, you know, makes it a lot more better too.
I know you're tight with your old Penn State teammate, Micah Parsons. Mm-hmm. He spoke about disrespect he's feeling. Did you catch those comments?
Yeah, I seen a little bit of it. I think that's just something that he's just trying to motivate himself. I don't think any of us gave him material, billboard material or anything like that. So obviously that's maybe something he, you know, just motivate himself for or whatever. But I mean, that's good for him. We won't see him on Sunday.
I'm sure you like seeing him more in a Cowboys uniform than a Packers uniform. What was it like for you when he did get traded to Green Bay and suddenly he's a rival of yours?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I kind of knew what was going to go on because we all got a group chat together and I seen a text, you know, get sent to one of my former teammates and between him and Micah, and I knew what was going to go on. But it's obviously crazy that he went to the Packers, but, I mean, we're here now. I mean, we're not scared. I mean, we're ready to go, so let's get it.
I know every game is the next big game for you guys, but what's it like for you as a player going up to Lambeau Field and being in that environment and being the team that's hated there, being the rival?
I mean, I think it's honestly amazing. It's an amazing environment. It's an old-school stadium and things like that. And if you love football, you just think, you know, you go far and you just think of, you know, how long that stadium's been there, you know, the rivalry between the Bears versus Packers. You know, you think of the Walter Paytons and, you know, players like that, all the players that came through. The Chicago Bears, you know, history and, you know, play through this game. So, you know, all of it, you combine that, and it's just amazing to be out there playing football. But it's just the rivalry, just the tension just keeps getting growing and growing. And it's obviously, you know, bigger this year since we're both, you know, going for number one seed.
There's a lot of good stuff in there. That is a great choice by you, Emma, to talk to him about all of this stuff. What else do we need to know from up there?
So T.J. Edwards, as we mentioned, is making his return. He missed the last four games with a handed hamstring injury. He said it was more a matter with the hamstring. He was still dealing with that, which he's had re-aggravations dealing with that injury. He said as for the hand, he's been kind of ready to go with that the last couple weeks and thought he would hopefully be able to get right back out there. This is a game that's personal for T.J. Edwards. Obviously, he's from the northern suburbs here in the Chicagoland, but also played at Wisconsin and married into a Packer fan family and a family based in Wisconsin. So here's T.J. Edwards on his own personal side of this rivalry.
Yeah, it means a ton, obviously, to the organization, the city. But, you know, for me, my wife's from Green Bay, so this means a lot for me, too, because her whole family's, you know, Packer fans and stuff like that. But, it's going to be a really good game, and obviously one that NFC North game is even more important.
Do the in-laws wear blue or green for this game?
Yeah, they go like blue jacket, but you got to check the turtlenecks. Sometimes they got the green underneath, so I got to check them, but it'll be fun.
You talked about going up there too, during your offseason time. Did you get noticed as a Bears player up there?
I'm more in Milwaukee, so I think, you know, you get the chatter for sure. But we're closer to us anyway in Milwaukee. But no, it's all good fun. Obviously, been hearing that all my life. You know, the Bears versus Packers and stuff like that. So it's a great rivalry.
I didn't know his wife was from Green Bay. I'm disgusted.
From Green Bay,
disgusted. I mean,
I'm happy for him that he found love.
That's a no right from the get go. You know what I mean? Like you don't date.
No, I think it's fine.
Okay, whatever.
He was in Philadelphia. You know,
they probably met at Wisconsin, right?
But I'm saying he was playing in Philadelphia, so it didn't matter.
Just kind of a non-starter.
Wow. Well, Judge Roy Bean
they did meet
here
at Wisconsin, for the record.
Yeah. He would have done really well in categories yesterday. T.J. Edwards.
On cities in Wisconsin?
Oh, he would have crushed it.
He would have absolutely crushed it.
Baraboo, Oshkosh,
Sheboygan.
Let's go. All right, Emma, we've been excited about this because when we heard about all the different voices that were going to be in Caleb's ear, like, yeah, what's J.T. Barrett's role going to be? Is he the good guy? Is he the good cop? What is it? And we haven't heard from him. He hasn't. I don't believe he's spoken on mic on the record very much. And I don't know that score listeners have heard much from JT Barrett. So take us there. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, obviously a fascinating figure. Somebody's just 30 years old stepping into a key role alongside Ben Johnson and a familiar name given that he only played in the college ranks a couple of years ago as a star at Ohio State. And he is somebody at the right at the side of Caleb Williams. And it's also worth noting, like, he's not even the oldest guy in that quarterback's room. That's Case Keenum. So, but he is in charge of, if you want to see it this way, I think you can infer this when you hear him. It sounds a little bit more like a bad cop to the good cop. I think he's the guy's really pressing Caleb Williams. Let's get to it. Here's JT Barrett starting with the question. What did you see on that touchdown pass from Caleb Williams to Cole Kmet?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't too much coaching. That's a superpower going on a run like that. So, yeah, I'm just glad he was out there. I don't know. It wasn't anything we did, or me. I didn't do anything. I didn't do nothing.
Didn't take some credit.
Nah, that was a
great ball there. And especially at that time of the game, definitely wanted to get to a point where we're starting to finish games with the ball on offense. So with that being said, it was really good to make sure that we sustained that drive and got a touchdown.
Ben said the play was obviously set for DeAndre in the flats, and then he rips it, he finds Cole there. What does that say about Caleb that he's able to identify while going across his body to see Cole and then to hit that throw with a degree of difficulty?
Yeah, I think that's one of those things where you run that play and, you know, 7 times out of 10 you're throwing the ball swift, like you said, but then those times where, oh, they didn't cover the corner, and then being able to find it, because I would say that we not rep that in practice, so. So it was really good.
Could you describe the level of difficulty of that throw? It seems like when you're turning your body, like to have a touch on
to everybody else besides Caleb, yeah, that's a tough throw. But Caleb, he has some freaky stuff in his body where he could rotate that torso and be able to flick it like it ain't nothing. So for him, we've seen that often. But yeah, everybody else, that's a tough throw.
I was gonna say, is there anybody you've seen over the years who's that good going left?
That cat in Kansas City.
Yeah,
you know
good.
It.
Yeah.
That's about it.
With Caleb, you know, he's won 9 of 10. When your quarterback is winning like that, what does that do for his own confidence?
I mean, that's the preparation is that you're putting in is now showing up on game day, right? So with that, the goal is to win the game. It's not, nobody cares about stats. Like, nobody is going to care until it's time to get a job or up a contract. But at the end of the day, that's not why we're here. That's not what we talked about in the course of spring and training camp. We're talking about winning ball games at the end of the day, because that helps you keep your job for sure. You know? So, that's always been the focus.
Good stuff from JT Barrett talking about the Kmet touchdown when he's bootlegging to his left and throws a deep, tough pass for everybody in the league except Caleb and maybe that cat in Kansas City.
That cat's pretty good. Emma, aren't you going to Wisconsin this weekend?
I'm wheels up as soon as we finish this segment, heading north. Family's got a place up in Door County, so I'm going to shut it down for next couple days and gear up for Sunday at Lambeau Field.
Packer fan? Is that what?
No Packer fans in the family, but plenty of encounters.
Okay.
I'll tell
okay.
you a quick one before we break. Down in New Orleans a year ago, sitting at Pat O'Brien's. If you've been to New Orleans, you've been to Pat O'Brien's probably. And I just chatting with a guy next to me. Where are you from? Chicago. Where are you from? Green Bay. He goes, we own you guys. I was like, I didn't say what I do for a living. I didn't say I'm even a football fan. He just goes, we own you guys. And okay, all right. And like, it's just, it's got to be like that, I guess. But maybe this team's turned the tide here. We'll see if the rivalry switches. I'm picking the Bears 21-20 to win this game.
Look at that. So the Bears in the under right there.
Emma. Great work, sir. Have fun in Door County.
Take care.
That's Chris Emma. Some people like Chris Emma.
Yeah, we're two of them.
To close the circle on Thomas Jones.
Please.
10,591 rushing yards, 27th all time. Almost 13,000 total yards from scrimmage.
Wow. Yeah, that's a lot of yards for a man whose identity is actor.
Thomas Jones is an American actor. That's what it says on Wikipedia.
This Sunday, while the Bears are playing the Packers, the winter meetings for baseball's offseason are also beginning. There is urgency for a lot of teams, and we've seen some deals. There's urgency for the Cubs. Will we see some aggression in the next few days for the Cubs? There's reason to believe we might, and there ought to be. Let's discuss.
There's one specific player that we should talk about them adding to that's been connected to them. So let's do all of that next here on The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different.
good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Patrick Mooney in The Athletic reported this morning that the Cubs bowed out of the Dylan Cease sweepstakes at $200 million. Where are the Cubs standing in their offseason plans, Bruce?
Well, the one thing that type of report shows you is that the Cubs are, number one, letting people know they're going to spend money, and number two, even though they finished second, there is, according to my sources, upwards of $50 to $60 million yet to be spent on this year's payroll. There's that flexibility in there for the Cubs right now to probably spend somewhere between $45-55 million, which would even keep them from going over the luxury tax number at about $245 million.
All right, so as soon as Bruce said that the other day, I'm thinking, Lawrence, can the Cubs have a really good offseason with $50 or $60 million more? And I think they could.
Sure.
But it's not, but I don't know that they're going to fill every little need that I've been wanting and desiring, because it depends on how they use it, obviously. But you know, and you mentioned it before the break, I really want him to go get Michael King, the righty power arm, who is not going to sign a Dylan Cease length and size deal. He's probably going to sign a deal at like three at like 65, three at 70. So maybe that's 20 to 25 of your theoretical 50 or 60. So that's a big piece. That would be nice. And then at least another bullpen guy. I'd love him to re-sign Brad Keller, but they might not re-sign Brad Keller. But they'll need somebody else for a closer, so then they'll go out. Maybe they're going to get Peter Fairbanks, the guy from Tampa. But I don't know if that's really the closer you want, but whatever.
That sounds like you're running out of money to get Alex Bregman.
Well, that's the thing. Like you're not going to go get offense. I've been talking about Suarez or somebody as an offensive bat, but they said they're not going to go get, maybe they're not going to go get any offense. What if they literally go get none?
Oof.
And they just get two more bullpen arms and Michael King. Does that feel like a good offseason?
It feels like a solid offseason. The Shota thing is still looming.
It's going to loom the whole time. You spent $22 million. It could have been $70-75 million
you had
to spend.
You gave him a 50% raise on last season.
Yeah. Well,
that's the part that I'm struggling to get over.
I totally understand. Here's what I can tell you about the market, though, because I'm reading this stuff all the time. This is one of those off seasons where players are being told, take the first real good offer you like.
Because of the work stoppage?
Yes. And so it is different than it used to be. Remember when Bryce Harper and Manny Machado both waited until like February?
Yeah. They were it was late February, right? Just enough time for them to get themselves prepared for the season.
Kyle Tucker is being advised that if he gets a 350 or a 400 offer, take it. So,
because you don't know how this next CBA is going to look.
And you don't know what the next couple of months are going to do to the caution for some of the spending teams, because there's not that many spending teams. There's not that many teams that are going for it. There's a lot of other teams that are going to be in that cautious space. So if Tucker is being told to do that, then it stands to reason that the other guys are going to think like that too. So Cubs should move quick on Michael King. If that's what you want, go get him. And supposedly they're interested and they're paying attention to his market. I want him to be aggressive and close a deal here in the next few days or the next week on that guy, if that's who you want. If you want a different pitcher, you want Zach Gallen for some reason, whatever. Like, whoever you decide you want, maybe it's Tatsuya Imai, because they're in that for the Japanese pitcher as well. But get aggressive quickly in this offseason.
Where do you think Kyle Schwarber ends up? And is it possible that he ends up a Cub?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I wish he would. But
could he end up in the National League Central?
Yeah, I mean, the Reds rumors are kind of fun, but Ryan Porth, resident Reds fan, believes what a lot of people do, that it's just the Reds wanting that stuff out there. So it sounds like, ooh, we're going to prepare a very nice offer for the hometown kid.
I mean, him as a Red would make them a significant problem.
You said Alex Bregman's name.
I did.
And that's who Patrick Mooney wrote about today in The Athletic, is that the Cubs have renewed their interest in Alex Bregman. So that's fascinating. I mean, that would be very, very interesting. If they did that, if they went and out and did Bregman, then Matt Shaw could be depth, which I think would be great. Or does it set them up for a trade of some kind, or set them up for long-term, a different kind of thing, since Dansby's the only one under contract in that infield, you know, in terms of the big money beyond this coming year. So, God, there were Nico trade rumors.
I don't like that.
Me neither. There were Nico trade rumors last offseason. Are there going to be Nico trade rumors this season? They move Matt Shaw to second if they go get Bregman. Like, oh,
that,
I would hate that.
Out of your team to trade Nico.
I would absolutely hate that.
They traded Nico already.
Not that Nico.
Oh.
Ten, different Nico.
You're a bastard. I love you, and I think you're wonderful, but you're also a bastard. He sent a text last night to all of us. Cubs traded Nico.
Yeah, he got Spiegs and I.
He got us.
Fully.
Cubs traded Nico. And then what, 10 seconds later?
It was, 10 seconds max. Yeah, it was the tweet from Bruce. Cubs trade right-handed pitcher Nico Zeglin to Houston for international bonus pool space.
I didn't know they had another
Spiegs
Nico.
Spiegs was ready to riot.
None of us did.
I didn't know they had another Nico. So you do that. I'm like, oh, my God. This is terrible. What are we going to do? It's the best athlete we've ever had. What about the pizza? What's Rinaldi's going to do? Do they have a Nico Zeglin special that I don't know about? It's disgusting.
It's only pineapple.
I don't like that the Nico Horner rumors are out there. No, I don't like it one bit.
Me neither. Me neither. That's the heart and soul, dude. That is the heart. You need more guys like him, not fewer guys
like
him.
Yes, you definitely need more six war players.
Yeah, you do. You do. And Toronto just made it to the World Series with several guys in their lineup who are very good contact hitters.
Yeah.
Like, it's a thing that's happening.
Imagine that. When we come back, Spiegs is going to try to put Olin in a corner, in an emotional corner, next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart.
That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.